to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hour number two of the Sports Hangover live at Vinny's. You'll hear from Drew Brees, Sean Payton, and Pels put up a nice effort. Robert Meacham yesterday against the Golden State Warriors. 140 points and lost. It's Golden State, but it was a good effort. What are you shaking your head for? Why was that not a good effort?
It wasn't their fault.
No, well, no. Steph Curry's just playing lights out right now. You know, 51 points in the first quarter of the week, the game before they played the Pels Tuesday night? At Denver, the then number one seed in the Western Conference, Golden State. It's almost like they just went, all right, enough of this. Let's go play a little ball.
I just don't understand it. I don't understand how they're playing. They're good.
It's incredible.
It's like watching poetry in motion.
It is, no doubt about it.
Steph Curry tied his own NBA record with 7 three-pointers made in a single quarter.
Single quarter, that's all. And there is no range, really, for him, is there?
No.
Yeah, he just kind of shoots it wherever. 800-998-1003, if you'd like to chime in the conversation. We're asking a question, obviously, on Twitter. Who do you think has the most pressure? Is it Saints? Is it Rams? Robert kind of made a case for both in this aspect. The Rams, look, they did go make a ton of acquisitions in the offseason. Free agents signed and gave big deals to Brandon Cooks, Aaron Donald, and other guys on that line. They went and got Ndamukong Suh. The Saints were trying to get him as well. They went and got corners and safeties. Oh, my. Saints, you think it's the fans, from a certain standpoint, pressure's on you to perform on Sunday.
Oh, yes. The pressure's on our fans. And the pressure's on the Rams. Our fans caused a lot of penalties last week. And when our fans are causing penalties and holding and backing the guys up on drives, the sky's the limit.
One of the things that I talked to you about in hour number one that I want to get your take on is I thought that the Saints, if they were going to be with this team's makeup, right? No nine, I mentioned, I thought you saw against the Cardinals, a team that was excited, ready to get going. Hey, it's been that kind of season. And I saw a little tightness in that Vikings game. You could feel it wasn't just the team; it was the city. You could just that week leading up to it. You felt it wasn't. Hey, you go to the game. It was, man, they better win.
That was our Super Bowl.
Yes, it
was.
That
was our Super Bowl.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, and you could feel it though. Everyone, it wasn't even like an enjoyment.
I can't
that
sit
week.
Here and lie to you and tell you that week wasn't more emotional than the Super Bowl week. That week was very emotional. I think for a player's point of view, a player's perspective, because when you just go out in the city and you see fans, you gotta win. We gotta win this one.
Exactly.
We have to.
That's what I just said. I mean, I'm serious. You have to. That's the key word. You always get, hey, go beat them, go win. Good luck on Sunday. Please force, because it was there. It was finally tangible.
And the
right?
crazy thing was, once we won that game, we could have lost the Super Bowl and our fans would have been all right.
Because they got to see it. They finally got to see it. Because, Robert, remember, it was 40 plus years of futility, right? People would joke, buddy Tim over here is having a little lunch, the meatball sliders with the blanket of mozzarella just dripping on the meatball. Anyway, this is what happens when I'm hungry. He's a Cub fan. I'm a Cub fan. Right? And so we would joke, who sees a title first, the Cubs or the Saints? You know what I mean? It was never going to happen. It just, you never felt that they could put a team together, that you could get the right players, or something was going to happen, right? The Saints got to the postseason in years past. They saw the game against the Eagles, the games against the Vikings. This is pre-Breeze, you know? This is prepaid. I mean, it just, so
to
you expected
honest,
it.
To be honest. This should be Super Bowl IV run. Mm-hmm. The Saints really should have 3 Super Bowl rings. We should have had 2 back-to-back. The Saints should have had 1 last year and as well as this year.
Wow, so you're going with at least 4 there. I think 2011, everyone agrees, was one that absolutely should have been a year.
We had the best team.
Yeah.
We had a better team than we had when we played in 09.
You know, one of the things that I look at, Robert, and I guess what I'm trying to get at is my point here as to why I think this week will be a little bit different, is the makeup is slightly different, right? And I guess that's why I maybe at first should have been a little nervous when you said that, hey, you could feel the sense and you could feel the anxiety, because your group was a veteran-laden group, right? You had guys that were, quote-unquote, cast off some other teams, guys that were looking to prove their points, like Fujita and Shanley and such. And you had guys like you guys that got drafted and stuff, so you had a mixture of young and old. But for the most part, it was a team that had played together. You guys made a run. You guys were in playoffs before. You guys didn't get in the playoffs. You guys knew this was the year. And my point that I'm making is, with this team, this is predominantly a young team.
Yes.
At the key positions.
Yes.
That said, I think it's a different makeup in that you have a swagger, young sort of, they've come from winning, they don't know anything but that, and they took it on. Like last year, they weren't nervous at all when they were winning those games. It was almost like you had to tell them, guys, y'all shouldn't be this good at this young. Your offense and defensive player of the year were rookies, right?
Yes.
Were rookies that you had on your team. You had a rookie starting safety, starting right tackle. They didn't know any better. And like, you're sitting there like, when are you getting nervous? When is the game going to be too big for you? They didn't. Yes, you lost to Minnesota. You came back when that game was over at halftime.
Yeah.
A young team that can't handle the moment, that doesn't happen.
Right.
So that's why I thought game one, to your point, never, you know, it's the pressure and expectation level. You're the one seed. The road comes to New Orleans. It's going to be harder. Now you got that out your way, and you got out of a dogfight, which you were down 14-0. Your first quarter couldn't have been any worse than you possibly had, and you came back and found a way to win. At this point now, it's like, let's just go out there and play. We know we can do it. So I thought that's why this game, with this makeup on this team, I think they're eager. Like, I think they want this game. They want the moment. They want the spotlight.
Another thing for us was when we played in 06, they should have went to the Super Bowl too that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then 07, 08, we didn't even make it to the playoffs.
Right.
We was 8-8, I think, both years.
Yep.
in 09, like you said, it was still layover for Katrina. So once we won, it was nothing else, like you said, it was nothing else you could tell us, but we had a lot of older guys. You know, our team wasn't dominantly young like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
So when you see them doing a dance, and when you see Coach Payton doing a dance with them, it's like as a ex-player, you're happy that he's buying in. You know, when you see Drew and Ben Watson dancing, it's like, wow, you know, they bought in.
Right.
It's like they got the young guys to buy in. But then the young guys got the older guys to buy in.
Who they are as personalities.
Because
and
now,
kind of the livelihood.
But you really can't let Mark Ingram go, because he's the life of the locker room. Everybody said it the day he came back. It was like the big brother is back.
Right.
The laughter, the emotions, the fun. He's back.
He put out an Instagram. I want to say, was it this weekend or was it early Monday? I think it was earlier this week, in which he put on Instagram, or responded to an Instagram, Robert, about, you know, this is a business, but he doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to be here. He loves it here. He thinks they're building something special. And again, it kind of goes to this why I just laughed when Kyle Word and the national media doing this Payton, you know, Jones is interested in Sean Payton. Look, you know what this is? This is his people trying to get another raise and an extension. That's what, he's not going anywhere. But to that point, you have a window here. Now, whether it's Breeze continuing, if the Saints win, does he stay? Does he come back? If he doesn't, does he stay? He's got one more year in his deal. Who's the next quarterback? I get that.
When they win, he's still going to come back.
That's what I'm saying. He has one year in his deal.
I don't think Drew is going to retire until next year.
Well, here's the thing. Exactly, Robert. You win three Super Bowls, it's a whole different team.
Oh, yeah.
He wins two Super Bowls, and that guy knows the difference there. And
yeah,
you got a team
that could have gone
14-2 if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
If he'd have won four Super Bowls right this game right here, I mean, not this game, but the Super Bowl in Atlanta, it would be his last year.
Right.
You know, you have four kids, you know,
right.
You
know,
got
exactly
four rings,
right,
to go with him.
Yep.
The only thing I think plays a role in him not coming back next year would probably be his little girl. not his sons, not Miss Brittany. I would think it would be his daughter, you know, wanting him to be at home more, maybe. But that's the only way I could see him staying away.
See, I think, like I said, I think win or lose, he's got 1 year left in his deal. He can probably see it that way. And especially if you win, you got two. Let's go make one more run. Everyone knows it. That conversation's had early. You know what to do in the offseason. What do you do with Teddy? What do you draft? Do you hire? I mean, you'll know that. You know, he's not going to wait.
I don't really think Teddy wants to go anywhere. I think he's bought in and he likes it here too as well.
You know, it's funny you say that because you've had, and I want to say it was actually after last show or even the show before that, you're putting bikes for Christmas. He went over to the facility. So you still hang around over there with the team and a lot of the players here as well. You kind of get a good sense and feel of what that locker room is. So it's interesting you bring
it's
up.
It's a little bit like ours. It's just that we had older guys, you know. Now, our defensive line, I don't know how their defensive line is, but our defensive line was a bunch of jokesters. You know, Will and Bobby McCray and Charles Grant, Cedric Ellis and all those guys. They was a bunch of jokesters. You know, every day was not a dull moment with none of them. Remy Adell, something was going to happen.
James, by the way, on Twitter at ESPN Radio NOLA, and did tweet to your Twitter account. You can't get in anymore at rmeacham17. ESPN NOLA needs to get Robert a job more than once a week during the football season. His insight and takes are too good for only Thursday. So there you go.
I like that. Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah,
you like James?
I like that, James. Thank you, James.
You know, I agree. We love having you here because you can give us that insight. And at the same time, you're still a fan, right?
I mean, am.
You are. And how difficult is it? Because, you know, we talked to Scott yesterday and we saw Shanley there. Reggie came in, you know, for the Who Dat chant. Is it difficult to watch a playoff game more than a regular game?
Yes, it's difficult for me because I feel that when I went through the divorce, I felt like I took a lot away from my game. Mm-hmm. You know, I think at least two seasons ago, I still should have been playing, if not still this season right here. Uh-huh. So it irks me because I still feel like I got life left to play. I think for those guys, Shanley and all them, I just think the way that we'd all would have liked to leave it with another Super Bowl ring.
Right.
So it's which funny. Is everybody,
well,
every athlete.
Because you said four. So you still think that there's a part of a lot of that team that felt they left one.
Oh, yeah. I know for sure a lot of us can. If you asked a lot of the 2010, 2011 players from that roster, should we have won another Super Bowl back-to-back, they would all tell you yes.
The reason I asked you that is because do you think that then, and again, I understand there's very few people, it's essentially Drew, but can you somewhat relate that to and tell that to those younger guys? You know, those opportunities just don't come, and you have to take advantage of those opportunities. Like Drew touched on that this week. He's like, I'm appreciative. I know what we are and what's happening right now.
It's just for your guy that's at the Rams right now. Mm-hmm. In 13 season, this is his first playoff win. You know, the offensive lineman for the Rams. I can't – wow. I just went blank. But for him,
right?
In 13 season, this is your first playoff win.
Andrew Whitworth.
Whitworth.
That's right.
No, that's his first playoff win, so – You know how special this moment is as a player. You've been dreaming about this ever since you was a little kid, and now you're in the moment. Okay, last year you could have been right back there. You lose to Minnesota. Okay, now you're back there again against the Rams. You got to take it one play at a time.
You know, quarterback Drew Brees touching on a little bit on the appreciation of getting to this point. What he had to say yesterday, Robert.
Always had that appreciation. Listen, I had the chance to be a part of some great teams here and a lot of playoff games. But yeah, three NFC championship games in, you know, 13 years. It's a hard game to get to. That's for sure. And so we won't take that for granted.
And I guess that's the thing. Sean Payton touched on it here as well as to how difficult it is to get to this point, right? I mean, Robert, I mean, you got to win well. And I thought one thing that I took from the Scott Shanley interview on Wednesday was he said, after the Bears loss, they're in the locker room, you know, they hadn't undressed or anything yet. And they're like, you got to get home field. they all thought that getting home field was just that little bit of a different that it could do that. And you guys fought for it to do that.
I wasn't in that locker room. I came the next year.
Right.
And for the culture of it, you're like, they just went to the playoffs deep last year, so I gotta do the, but then I don't play the whole year, so it's like, okay, how do I help the team? Uh-huh. And then the next year we go 8-8 again. But that off season when I went with, to start training with Wyatt Harris and Sonic Boom, it changed my life. Mm-hmm. So with that, I knew we was gonna win in OTAs. I knew we was gonna win the Super Bowl in OTAs.
That's interesting because I've asked you this before. We can talk about it out of this break. A lot of players on this team have told you they felt that already starting at this season. So, again, it's expected. Look, I thought this is what we're going to see on Sunday. Rams and Saints. Now who makes the plays? We'll talk a little bit more about that in doing that. If you have any questions, thoughts, or comments from that 2009 NFC Championship game, Robert was saying, and he was a little nervous going into it. Were you? Do you remember that Hartley moment? We need to try to get Garrett Hartley tomorrow on the show here as well. We'll talk a little bit more when we come back. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
Has the grit to take on any task? Well, check out the 2018 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew 4x4. This truck has the most towing and hauling capability ever in a Ram 1500. Run on over to Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa today and get over $11,000 off MSRP at the Start Something New sales event. WAC excludes TT&L. Chrysler Capital Incentive must finance through Chrysler Capital. Non-prime bonus for 620 or below Beacon score. Price is good on listed stock numbers only and good through 131.19.
Keep your tax refund in your pocket and get a new home. Zero down programs are available at Homas Clayton Homes. Any income is income. SSI, disability, child support, we take it all. Visit Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 or check them out on Facebook. And remember, when you call 985-872-2850, if that old trailer house has got to go, that's Homas Clayton Homes on Highway 311 in Houma.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town. And we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Want to give a hello, as the kids say it, shout out, Robert, to Jacques Doucet over at WAFB. We love having him on, and he does a great job with the red, rock, and blue. I think that's what he does, helping Louisiana servicemen and women, and he puts on a charity event and everything. You should maybe get involved. It's a bunch of LSU players that play softball, and it's a great, you know, thing. I'll maybe put you two kind of in contact there. He's listening. He says, enjoy listening to Robert Meacham on ESPN Radio NOLA. Meacham says the 2011 team was better as a team than 2009. Not winning that year was tough. And recalling other great Saints memories, he says he covered that 2009 game in Washington and still says that Meacham play was incredible.
It was incredible, but I don't think I mean, I know that's everybody's favorite play. Yeah.
What was your favorite play then? What's the one play you remember?
The one play that I remember that I'll never forget is the catch before Gary kicked the field.
I was just going to say that because the way you talked about it at the beginning of the show.
That was the most memorable moment for me because it was like deja vu. When we played against Tampa, it was the same kick right down the middle of the pipes. I mean, and he missed the one against Tampa, and it was like, oh. And then when we go against Minnesota and he hits it, it's like, you know, that was the first time I really showed emotion playing the game, I think.
Robert, you're in with the lingo. You know what TBT stands for, right?
Who?
Turn Back Thursday, TBT.
Oh, man. Yeah. No.
Is it throwback?
See?
Okay, see, I don't even know what I'm at. Hold on. You know, it's not even your turn yet. What are you laughing at?
Sarah, you're not supposed to be laughing at us because we don't know.
What are you laughing at the host for? Turn back throwbacks. The same thing.
No, it's not.
It's the same thing. No, it refers to going back in the day.
I'm just saying, if you're going to do it, then do it right.
And that's all the time we have for Sarah. Anyway, the Saints earlier this morning wanted to get people going off right. So based off of what you just said, Robert, I want you to enjoy this because I think you will. NFL Films obviously had everyone mic'd up. They have Coach Mike. They have a couple of people mic'd. Look at his face. I don't think you've heard this.
Oh, when Coach Payton talked to Garrett?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
You heard this?
Oh, man. Listen, fans, don't take this the wrong way, but he really pimped him right there. He really did. Man, you was born for this. You was made for this.
All right, well.
He pimped him right in the making.
This is from the Saints Twitter page. You can go see it. I think I've retweeted it too as well. So it's at Saints if you want to go look at it. It's the NFL Films, and it has Jim Henderson's call, of course, voice of the Saints, legendary guy on WWL Radio and the home of the New Orleans Saints. But this is from NFL Films, the Saints Twitter page. It's a minute 50, and it's the kick. So, to give you some added element to it, how cool is this, right? So Robert kind of reminded me, you caught the play to set this up.
Yes, right. I did.
I didn't even notice that Gumbo gets killed there Reggie Bush.
He tried to go chest bump Reggie.
He tried to chest bump Reggie.
You can't chest bump in that suit if the other person don't see you.
So the Saints tweet, hashtag TBT, when pigs flew and hell froze over,
look how old that hat looked.
In the dome.
And compared to how they look now.
This is the play.
Aaron Hartley comes in with a chance to be the biggest hero in recent Saints memory.
The protection's been great all day with these guys. I'm just talking about up front. You just groove this thing. I don't want you thinking about anything but hitting that Florida lane. I'll carry in. Just hit your kick, though, son. Here's why. You deserve to be here.
Come on, let's go.
This will be a 40-yard field goal attempt, right hash mark.
Let's go to the Super Bowl, boys, right here.
Aaron! Miss Hartley!
That's Peterson yelling, Miss Hartley.
Come on, baby.
They went to school together at OU, so.
Still one of the greatest calls ever. Again, that's from NFL Films on the Saints Twitter page.
Chills
and look at you. Robert Meacham, it's funny. We saw you getting that pile there for a second.
Yeah,
you wanted
happy.
To get a little piece of Hartley there.
Yeah, he needed it. He needed it.
And that's why I wanted to ask you.
That's a really big position to play.
I mean, exactly. It's easy for all of us to say. One job, and it's the biggest job at the biggest time in your life.
Because, for one, you don't practice like everybody else. You know, I mean, when I was in San Diego, them boys would go leave and go play golf and come back. So, it's different for a kicker. I mean, their life is totally different. I respect Thomas Morstead so much because of the work he puts in the weight room. And when Garrett was, when Garrett had, you know, the big chief showing him how to be an NFL kicker, you respect that so much more and how, and the work he put in to get to that point.
It's incredible, Robert. You said, you know, Jacques says, hey, it's still one of the most incredible plays. And you're like, yeah, everybody brings that up. And for you to bring up just a catch.
Just a simple
just
catch.
Just a catch. It wasn't a touchdown. It wasn't a strip interception return.
The strip fumble was something I did when I was a kid. So, I mean, that's just something.
But it's remarkable because I think what it does is it brings to light, though, how every play can be the difference.
Can be special.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I mean, your catch sets it up right where he wants it to be and where it's going to go. And, I mean, again, if you drop it, it catches a little further back.
If I drop it, we have to go for it on fourth down.
Right.
So if we don't get the fourth down,
did you know the play was coming to you in the huddle, or was it just a read from Breeze?
The read. We saw the way the coverage broke open, and I was wide open in the middle. And it was like, whoa, yes.
Eyes got big. You're like, it's coming to me. Here it comes.
I know he sees me. Oh, he does. Right? Oh, let me catch it and fall on it.
I think one of the things that is an obvious question, what is that like? Because we can see.
When you're wide open?
Well, that too. But, I mean, we can hear, you know, the music there. And if you go, again, to the Saints Twitter page, you can see it. The tweet there of the video from NFL Films. But the music and it's, you know, the anticipation of it. You see all the players kind of getting into it. But just take us there. Sideline. You make the catch. You come off the field. Here it is. Right,
what's going through your head is like everybody is sitting there saying, oh, I hope he make this kick. Oh, he got to make this kick. Come on, Gary, make this kick, man. I don't want to watch. But
is it a nauseating feeling? Is it a heart beating fast feeling? Is it a dry mouth feeling? Like, what is the feeling?
All the above. Everything that you feel as a fan is what we felt as a player at that moment.
Because it's out of your hands.
At that moment, we all became fans.
Right. Yeah, and Jordan found the video clip and the part of it here in the game of your pass. It is 3rd and 10. And Breeze double pumped, and you're right, and he found you right there. And so they didn't give you the first down.
That's Devery.
That's Devery. Okay, I was gonna say because they didn't. I was gonna say that looks like a first down. that's a terrible spot.
That's Devery.
But to your point though, it's crazy when you sort of look at that play because it all came back to that interception. I mean, Minnesota was going to win that game, right? Because their kicker was about to be put in that situation.
The way that Tracy trained in the offseason and during the season. We felt like Trace and Jabari could guard anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And when he got that pick, it was like, wow, it's over.
You know, I think I asked you this a little bit earlier here as well. We'll take the break. We'll come back, and I'll ask you. When you get in a moment like that, I know a lot of times, and you hear Breeze about practicing, and I don't know if you heard the speech before Monday. I've played it several times. I might go do it again here in a sec. But he brings up, and you bring up the point too, that you've done this so much, you've done it at come game day, you know, you're going to go do that. But can you possibly train and practice and be put in a situation like that? I mean, I know you guys do a lot of 2-minute game winning drive situations.
Are you talking about for
that drive
for the
like
kicker
that?
Or
no,
for
you, for like oh, for the team to go on that drive, so like to where you're not nervous or something because you've run those plays.
I mean, it's to be honest, at that moment. And that type of the, that part of the game is your dragon tail gonna come out? And what I mean by that is, are you gonna let your kahunas drop and play football? Because it's 2 minutes left to go in the game. Everything is on the line, and you got 3 other guys on the other side of you, and everybody is saying, "Let's make the play."
Hey, Cajun Goat, stopping by here. See if we can get his take on Sunday as well. If he's nervous or not. Cajun Goat stopping in. 800-998-1003. I like that. If your dragon tail come out,
Yeah, that's what our trainer uses. Him and Wyatt and Trey, that's what they always say. When that Dragon Tail comes out, it's a different beast. You know, when Bruce Lee fought against Chuck Norris.
Okay.
You know, when Floyd fights against Pacquiao, he just went to another level.
Okay.
Well, with us, it was that's the thing. We had to go to another level in that drive because it was bigger than us.
I like that. More with Robert Meacham. If you want to chime in or stop on by, feel free to do so. 800-998-1003. That's Jordan's reliving it, as well as Robert looking back at the 2009 NFC Championship game. Rest of the show is open and free. We got Barry Hurst to us at 145. He put five bold predictions that he thinks is going to happen. Rest of the show is open. Want to get your takes and thoughts. Bring up the 2009 NFC Championship game. Tell Robert what it was like to be in the stands to watch that game, as Robert's been sharing his thoughts and moments. As Robert, look at the bobble. Ooh, you caught it. Boy, you would have dropped that.
I didn't lie to you. I told you.
You did almost drop that ball.
I did. Because he threw it behind me.
Oh, did you just blame Breeze?
No, I didn't blame him. The ball was a good ball because it came my way.
Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
But if you run into the fun part.
Go ahead. We'll do it after the break. We'll be right back.
Look, it's nobody in front of me.
Is pain putting a strain on your quality of life? Don't suffer in silence. Get relief at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Dr. Luis Hernandez and Dr. Keith Duplantis can provide solutions to neck, knee, and back pain, as well as pain associated with injury, arthritis, nerve damage, and migraines. Get help for your pain at the Pain Center of Thibodaux Regional. Call today, 985-493-4080, or go to Thibodaux.com.
Upgrading your bathroom? The Home Depot can help you upgrade that upgrade with great brands and great savings at the Winter Kitchen and Bath event. Right now, add the finishing touch with an exclusive Delta Zella faucet for just $59. It's a two-handle high-arc center set faucet to give you plenty of clearance. So upgrade your bathroom and let the savings flow. The Winter Kitchen and Bath event at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through March 24th while supplies last.
It's Mardi Gras time, and Joe's Septic Contractors would like to let everyone know that there is still time to call in your orders for portable toilets and hand wash stations. You can order 2, 3, 6, 10, and 18 stall restroom trailers. From everyone at Joe's Septic Contractors, have a happy and safe Mardi Gras. Call 985-632-5592 or visit joesseptic.com.
No way. Here in South Louisiana, traditions matter. Whether it's community festivals or Sunday afternoon family gatherings, we value these regular occurrences as part of our fabric of life. At SL Bank, we're built on the traditions of true community banking, relationship-based, service-driven banking that embraces your financial goals as much as you do. Come see us today. SL Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender in La Rose, North La Rose, Golden Meadow, Cutoff, and Galliano.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. 800-998-1003. Cajun Goat bearing presents on my birthday here, Robert Meacham. And one of them was a pack of Mr. Potato Head, since apparently Sarah says I have a potato head. All right, there. I think I look like Mr. Potato Head.
I have no comment to that.
Wow. Did you hear Drew Brees' pregame speech before the Eagles? Now, have you had a chance to? I think NFL Films, again, had that out there. And it was interesting because I think one of the reasons that I've been so confident, you and I have talked about this on Thursdays, as to why the Saints have a chance to win is because they have a team that's won in a number of different ways, right? Mm-hmm. So they've won tight games. They've won, you know, the 12-9 Carolina ugly game. I mean, they find ways to do that. The defense has had to make plays. You look at it just recently against Pittsburgh, but it started really with the Vikings, right?
Yep.
Getting a turnover to kind of turn things around. Special teams with Taysom Hill has had a chance to go out there and do those different things. This team has won different ways. where he didn't have to throw a touchdown. He didn't have to throw for 200 yards of offense, and games where they put up 55 points. And that's why I think it's as a balanced and well-rounded team that I can think of to face whatever you're going to face on Sunday. And we just saw this past Sunday. You're spotting them 14 points essentially in the first quarter. Drew is fumbling snaps for crying out loud, and nothing is going right.
Right. He haven't played in the last 3 weeks. Mm-hmm. A little rusty. But the offense still did give you 20 points when it was needed. But our defense did what it was supposed to do. I think everybody keeps talking about the offense, but the defense didn't carry the team this whole year anyway.
I've been saying the same thing, exactly right.
I mean, we was almost like Chicago, you know. The defense is really what's helping us win.
At NFL underscore memes, put together a bunch of different videos. This is the one from NFL Films. This is Drew Brees' pregame speech Sunday, right before the Eagles, Robert.
Hey, listen to me now. There's three stages to this game. You play, you compete, and lethal. When you're a kid, you play. You play because you love this game. You love the game of football. Then you start learning fundamentals. You start learning technique. You start learning how to compete and how to win. Now the third stage, not everybody gets to the third stage. Not everybody gets to be lethal. But when you get a group of guys, a team like this, they love one another, they play for one another, that's lethal.
Yeah.
When you go in every game and know that you got a chance to win, no matter what the circumstances, you will find a way to win.
Yeah.
That's lethal.
Yeah.
So all season long we played, we competed, and tonight we are lethal.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
man, we don't play one division.
Win.
You want to know my take on that?
I mean, again, it just says essentially what we just kind of finished just talking about, though. I mean, he feels and he believes that they've won every single way. They've been involved in games. They never quit and never competed.
That's the speech for this week. That's the prep game. That's the pregame speech for this week. I feel like that would be the best pregame speech for this week. And to be really honest, mm-hmm. I really wish I could get in touch with her. Miss Benton, you know how they have a player to go and do and drop the who that?
Yes, the who that.
She should have a business suit on.
You think Gail Benson needs to do the who that?
If she does it, I promise it might blow the top off the dome.
Wow, doing it for Mr. B?
If she does it, I'm telling you.
I see where you're going there.
It would be the most electrifying of the dome ever.
I don't think anybody ever thought about that, doing that, but trying to get – I mean, look, I think we all convinced in the Baltimore game the Benson breath took place.
Oh,
right?
he did that.
The Benson breath.
He did that.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, right?
Yeah, he did a little hello there.
Uh-huh. So yeah. You think having her come out there, maybe grab one of his old umbrellas and then smack it down with the umbrella?
If she does that
– on the turf?
I promise you that dome will be one – I don't even know how to describe the feeling because I'm getting chills just thinking about it. If she does it,
Saints won't lose, says Jordan the intern. If that takes place,
I think that would be I think the Rams will hear that, and I think it would be a slight doubt in them. Like,
you're bringing it ready to play. I'll tell you what. And then they'll hear a crowd noise. Exactly.
What do you have to lose with her doing it?
Mm-hmm.
The boys are playing for her. What other way for her to show her appreciation?
It is interesting
to
you also say that because Sean Payton, Drew Brees has talked a lot about their relationship they have with Gail Benson and how they did like Tom Benson and they felt that the organization's done everything for them to kind of do that. And you wonder if seeing them do that and the team sees the owner go out there and do that, if they do that, you know? You had Reggie and a bunch of guys from last year. Who else would, if it's not Gail? Who would you have out there?
Yeah, we all did it last year, but it wasn't this moment.
Mm-hmm.
This moment, it can only be for her.
What about Garrett?
Hartley?
Mm-hmm.
That's another good one. That's a good one. But I don't know.
What's incredible is, he hit four field goals in the Super Bowl of 40 yards or more. That was a dead NFL record.
True, but... Who would be more? Who would embrace the city more? Her.
All right, so
the city.
Robert's suggesting Gale. I'm throwing Hartley out there.
I'm telling you, if she doesn't do it, I agree. Hartley,
right. All day long. No, but that's fine. I mean, Hartley, I don't think he'd go wrong in any of these.
Hartley and Mark Brunell, because he was the holder,
right?
And he was the kicker. You have both of them on the field together.
Somebody just text me. Have Brett Favre go out there. What about Tracy Porter?
That would be good too.
Tracy Porter had.
But I think
the
Tracy,
interception
I think
against
Tracy,
the Vikings.
I think Tracy should do it in Atlanta.
In Atlanta?
Yeah
but
that's a home game for us. So, have you seen how they travel? Have you seen how the Saints travel?
I understand that. And believe me, half the city, if not most of the city, will be in Atlanta. But what I'm saying is, do you have them lead the Saints? Because they don't do that. Remember, they just here come the NFC champion, New Orleans Saints. So you don't have that.
And let Tracy lead
so
them out.
Have Tracy lead. But I don't know if you get that impact. I think if Tracy comes out, well, hear me out. Because remember.
You're talking about now.
Right.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Because you're not going to have 70,000 Saints fans.
Well, how about all three of them?
All three of them?
Ms. Benson, that's Tracy,
fine.
And
look,
Garrett.
Like I said, it's her dome. She can have as many. Anybody can go in. I'm just saying, to me, you know what? Again, Hartley, that's fine. But, dude, Tracy, you're right. I just all three, okay, for Mr. B.
Yeah.
What? Tracy and Hartley. I mean, those were the two main principles in that game.
They could stand on each field, one could stand on this end zone. Ms. Benson could stand right in the 50.
Right
in
the 50.
And Garrett could stand in this end zone because he kicked the field goal that way. And Tracy could get in his own end zone because
he
picked the interception off the goal.
I'm telling you again, the two interceptions by Tracy Porter, I mean, that you can't get bigger.
Well, he really got robbed on the MVP, you know, for the Super Bowl.
Brian Enola East likes the idea. He likes your idea, Robert. He says, start it. Make it a point. Drive it home. Hashtag who dat Mrs. B. So, if he only had a working Twitter account, he could do that. But no, I mean, you know what? Go ahead. Start it out there, Jordan. You know, tweet it out there. You know, Robert suggests that Mrs. Benson should start the who dat chant. Hashtag who dat Mrs. B. They haven't announced who's doing it just yet.
I'm texting Coach Payton to see if he'll do it.
He's texting Coach Payton.
Hey, Coach.
You know, he's practicing right now, but that's fine. Yeah, do it. Hey, if he's got the direct number to coach, do it. Stop looking over his shoulder. You're not getting it. No one wants a text from you.
How about Jordan?
Jordan, the intern. That's exactly what he's trying to do, Joey. He's trying to see the number so he can text Sean himself.
No, but Jordan do the chant so people can really say, who is that?
The whole point is we want the dome to get going, not the dome to get silent and boo. That's what we don't want to do. Sports Hangover continues next. Barry Hurstowitz, he's a featured columnist for Saints News. He wrote 5 bold predictions for the AFC Championship game between the Saints and the Rams. We'll see what that means. He did it for Big Easy Magazine. What are his 5 bold predictions? And then in the third hour, Eric Alexander is going to join us more with Robert Meacham. Throw him out there.
Another fan texted me and said, what do you think about Pierre and Tracy? Because Pierre did have a great game that game, too.
He did, Pierre Thomas.
He had 2 touchdowns.
Tell you what, one of the most important Saints players in the Peyton era. It's not even close.
Oh, Pierre?
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Not even close. And for him to have scored the first touchdown in the Super Bowl on a screen up the middle, I mean, that's Pierre, what he's known for, the screen.
I'm a little salty because that's the first time Drew overthrew me in a long time, you know, because I was amped up.
Was that supposed to be to you?
Yeah. Oh, no, not the screen. Okay. It was 2-3 plays in the first series that where it was cover 2 in – I slipped inside and was running down the sideline. He overthrew me. I'd have walked right in the end zone.
Oh,
that would have been the first touchdown in the Super Bowl right there.
Sorry to brought that up, Robert.
Yeah, that's a little stick. That's a little dagger.
Sorry, Robert. Sports Hangover continues next. Live from Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake in Metairie on ESPN New Orleans.
New Orleans Pelicans basketball. Do it big.
Lob for the rim, one-hand alley-oop, smashed down by Anthony Davis. No, he didn't. Picks it up, shoots for 3. Good, good, good. Drew Holiday.
Hi, this is Sean Kelly. Join Daniel Salerson and me as the Pelicans take on the Portland Trailblazers. Friday at 9:30 on ESPN Radio, New Orleans.
Bet Your Boots footwear store has been in business since 1979. Their best sellers are the Irish Setter, Two Harbors, and Marshall series. You Bet Your Boots also carries Red Wing, Irish Setter, Works, and Dan Post. Do you have foot, knee, or back pain? Try their corrective insoles and footwear by Spenco, focusing mainly on the working man. They can also accommodate a casual fit in their Dan Post line. So shop until you drop at Bet Your Boots on Bayou Gardens Boulevard for discounts between 15 and 20%.
The holidays are over. Time to undeck the halls and head to the Home Depot Store More Save More event, where Sterilite 64-quart latching storage boxes are a special buy at just $7.48 each. They're stackable and clear, so when next season rolls around, you can see what you packed away. But right now, time to pack away some serious savings. The Store More Save More event, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through February 4th, available in-store and online while supplies last.
Oh, big talker, ain't you?
A man that likes to talk.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Saints News and Big Easy Mag, Barry Hurstis is the featured columnist, put up five bold predictions that's going to happen in the NFC Championship game between the Saints and Rams. Barry joins us. Barry, how are you this afternoon, man? What's going on?
Doing fine, my friend, and happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. What are the five bold predictions? What you got? Give me number one.
Well, the first one, I like Michael Thomas to have a big game again against Aqib Talib. I know Aqib Talib is going to be, or allegedly is going to be, on Thomas in this game and, you know, who it's well documented what happened between him and Marcus Peters. And so they're going to put Talib on him. Talib is coming off ankle surgery. He's played sporadically since he came off injured reserve. And this is going to be a big matchup. I just think that Michael Thomas is on fire right now. And, you know, look, Aqib Talib, 32 years old, 11-year veteran. You know, Denver released him at the beginning of last season, prior to free agency. Of course, the Rams picked him up. I just have my doubts that Aqib Talib is going to be able to hang with Michael Thomas. I think we're giving Talib too much credit on that deal.
Robert, to touch on what Barry was saying there, do you think he can have a big game against Talib? What make Talib, I guess, more of a tougher beat from a receiver standpoint than Peters?
Experience. You know, I mean, we went against Talib at Tampa when he was in Tampa for years. He kind of knows the Saints offense. It hasn't pretty much changed since over the years. So, I mean, that probably would be the only thing I would say, probably just experience. But Michael Thomas is physical. And he has the chance to, and he has the ability to get better. So every chance he can, he's going to try to get better. And when the ball comes his way, he's going to do everything in his power to catch it.
All right, look at the five bowl predictions. You're talking about Michael Thomas having a big game. What's the next one, Barry?
Next one, I like the Rams running back tandem of Todd Gurley and C.J. Anderson to combine. For over 100 yards rushing, although I don't see either player getting 100 yards individually. This is where the Saints are going to miss Sheldon Rankins, in my opinion, because the Saints are going to be left with an interesting decision. Do they play nickel against the Rams' 11 personnel offense and, you know, hope that guys like Taylor Stallworth and David Onyemata can hold up? Or, you know, would they play more nickel or run blitz, and which obviously would leave them vulnerable against the pass? You know, so Dennis Allen has a few ways he can approach this, and we just got to hope that those backup defensive tackles can get the job done.
All three things that you just named from Dennis is going to be what he's going to do. He's going to use all three of those phases. It's not just one. Right now, there's nothing to hold back. You know, whoever you play next in the next 2 weeks, whatever you put out on film today is what they're going to look at. But trust me, everything that you just said hit it right on the head. He's going to do all those things in the space of the game. Thank you, Sarah, for my water.
See, that's what you do, Jordan, instead of just being, you know, just next or just point to the cup like you do. Number three, Barry, what do you got?
All right, number three, both quarterbacks, Drew Brees of the Saints and Jared Goff of the Rams, will have a much tougher time passing the ball compared to their previous meeting in November. Now, as you recall, Goff, I think, had almost 400 yards passing and three touchdown passes. Brees had, I believe, 340-something yards and four touchdown passes. But bottom line is I just think that both teams are going to try to establish a run. I just don't see the 45-35 shootout that we saw in the first game. I think, you know, this is playoff football, and teams tend to be a little more conservative, a little more closer to the vest. Of course, Sean Payton, definitely not a guy to keep things closer to the vest. But I just feel like this is this is the NFC Championship. This is, you know, the Super Bowl is on the line. And I just think both teams are going to try to establish a run and play a more physical type of game.
All right. With that case, if both teams do try to establish a run, and you just said that the passing may be a little more difficult, what's the next one? Is it a defensive player?
Yes. Rams All-Pro defensive end Aaron Donald wreaks havoc. Despite being
That's all the time we have for Barry. Go ahead and hang up on him. No, I'm kidding. Go ahead, finish.
Yeah. Aaron Donald's going to have a big game. I think he will. He actually had a big game in November. He just didn't get any sacks, had quite a few pressures. I think he had 5 quarterback hits on Brees in that game. And I just think he's just gotten better as the season's gone on. He's going to probably be the overwhelming league defensive MVP once again. And I think the Saints are going to, Andrew Pete with a broken hand. I think they're going to have to double-team Donald, and I don't even think that will slow him down. Aaron Donald is just a phenomenal player, and that's obviously going to have to be a focus for the Saints offensive line.
All right, and finally, as Robert loves West Bank Houdat's T-shirt here, it says a lot about what I think this game probably might go down to. Got a minute here, Barry. What is the number one thing of the bold prediction?
Number one prediction? Yes, sir. Number one bold prediction. I just think that this game is going to go down to the wire, as pretty much every Saints game seems to go down to the wire, especially in playoff situations. We know how the Minnesota game and the NFC Championship 9 years ago went. We know how the 49ers game at Candlestick Park went. We know how Minneapolis Miracle went. It's just and then this past week with Philadelphia, the Saints, for some reason, just put fans on the edge of their seats, and I see that happening again, and I picked the final score, Saints 37, Rams 31 in overtime.
In overtime?
Yes.
Oh my. Another overtime, Robert.
I didn't hear that. The last part he said, I just heard overtime.
Yeah, 37-31 in overtime.
Who did he say was going to win?
Saints.
Oh, okay. Well, I heard that part.
He did say Saints.
I heard that
part. Robert, now you know I can't pick against the Saints. Robert, come on now.
Well, I just had to make sure.
Robert, how can folks go read everything you have over there on BigEasyMagazine.com, man?
You can go to www.BigEasyMagazine.com or @BigEasy/mag on Twitter. And, of course, you can read all my stuff on Twitter @BarryHurst. Or you can go to Big Easy Magazine or Saints News Network.
Barry, always a pleasure, man. Thanks for giving us a little of your time. Enjoy the game on Sunday.
Yeah, you do the same, and happy birthday once again, my friend.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it. West Bank Houdat. It's got a nice T-shirt here. Robert, you like the T-shirt?
I like it. I really do. I really think she would like it, too.
Well, I agree. I'll tell you what, Saints fans will like it if it takes place on Sunday. You have to come over here and see what West Bank Houdat shirt is if you want to know what it is. I'm pumped, man. All right, let's go. You want to do some matchups? What do you want to do? What do you want to do next
time? This is the first time on the show I've got chills at least 3 times talking about this.
So you think good stuff happens on Sunday?
Man, it's going to be a great
day. All right, because give me some reasons. Because, again, the national media, Saints have no shot. Sports Hangover continues next on ESPN New Orleans.
Shop now online or in person at the Greg LeBlanc Toyota Superstore for new